Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Are you looking for a beautiful Vietnamese mail-order bride who can be an ideal life partner and spice up your monotonous life? Women from Vietnam are most preferred by men all over the world, owing to their attractive beauty, great sex appeal, and a humble nature. And it won't cost you much to get a beautiful Vietnamese wife from this reliable site.
Lines taken from one of the dozen or so sites which offer similar online attractions. Sites which readily provoke a whole set of, well, pretty predictable reactions. Real hostility to the men who'd avail themselves of such a crassly commercial corruption of marriage, and perhaps deep sadness about the poverty and desperation which would allow women to have themselves trafficked so brazenly, and perhaps profound pessimism about the outcome of such an essentially sordid arrangement. But as a new paper which focuses on Vietnamese sex workers who become the wives of foreign clients makes clear, matters are rather more complex, and outcomes certainly less predictable. And that paper, which appeared in the journal Context, is called Transnational Gender Vertigo. And its author, who now joins me on the line from Boston in the States, is Kimberly K. Huang, who is Assistant Professor of Sociology at Boston College. Kimberly, you've been looking at, I know you've been doing a lot of other research since about 2006. You've been researching sex work in Vietnam generally. And the paper we're talking about today is one element of this much wider project. The women you interviewed here for this particular project, they had all worked in a particular bar, I think, in Ho Chi Minh City. Tell me a little bit about the bar and the sort of clientele.
Sure. The bar was located in the backpackers district called Pham Nhu Lao, which is in Ho Chi Minh City. And typically, there were about, at the time when I started the project in 2006, there were about 25 of these bars lined up along the street.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Are you looking for a beautiful Vietnamese mail-order bride who can be an ideal life partner and spice up your monotonous life? Women from Vietnam are most preferred by men all over the world, owing to their attractive beauty, great sex appeal, and a humble nature. And it won't cost you much to get a beautiful Vietnamese wife from this reliable site.
Lines taken from one of the dozen or so sites which offer similar online attractions. Sites which readily provoke a whole set of, well, pretty predictable reactions. Real hostility to the men who'd avail themselves of such a crassly commercial corruption of marriage, and perhaps deep sadness about the poverty and desperation which would allow women to have themselves trafficked so brazenly, and perhaps profound pessimism about the outcome of such an essentially sordid arrangement. But as a new paper which focuses on Vietnamese sex workers who become the wives of foreign clients makes clear, matters are rather more complex, and outcomes certainly less predictable. And that paper, which appeared in the journal Context, is called Transnational Gender Vertigo. And its author, who now joins me on the line from Boston in the States, is Kimberly K. Huang, who is Assistant Professor of Sociology at Boston College. Kimberly, you've been looking at, I know you've been doing a lot of other research since about 2006. You've been researching sex work in Vietnam generally. And the paper we're talking about today is one element of this much wider project. The women you interviewed here for this particular project, they had all worked in a particular bar, I think, in Ho Chi Minh City. Tell me a little bit about the bar and the sort of clientele.
Sure. The bar was located in the backpackers district called Pham Nhu Lao, which is in Ho Chi Minh City. And typically, there were about, at the time when I started the project in 2006, there were about 25 of these bars lined up along the street.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.